For 91.3 WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. The guidelines for screening for colon cancer can seem confusing at times, and there are national organizations that have slightly different ones. My guest today is going to talk with us about what we need to know about when to be screened for colon cancer and who should be screened. I'm speaking today with Dr. Elizabeth Holt, a gastroenterologist at UK Healthcare, who's been on the program before to talk about colon cancer screening guidelines. Some recent new guidelines have come out from the American Cancer Society and the American College of Gastroenterology, and Dr. Holt is going to help us understand and punch through the confusion.
Well, the newest guidelines from the American Cancer Society say that everyone should get screened at 45, and these are normal, healthy, low-risk patients. Different guidelines are now pointing at different ages, but these are all based on some studies that show that, you know, under the age of 55, we're having about a 1% increase in cancer incidence, you know, in people in their 20s to 50s. And so those are the people they're trying to capture. And so the interesting thing about these new guidelines is that everyone is concerned that they have to have a colonoscopy, but in reality, they give you lots of different choices for screening.
So in, as opposed to just a colonoscopy, we could be talking about something like your doctor checking for rectal blood or some screen like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I guess the confusion amongst some of our listeners and practicing caregivers might be that for a long time we had heard 50 unless you're African American, and then 45, and now it's really focusing in on that 45. And you had mentioned a 1% increase, which may not sound like a lot, but if we're in a country of 300 million people, we're talking about a lot of people now.
Absolutely. But we also have to think about it in different terms of numbers, because that is a relative risk,
okay,
not an absolute risk. So that's comparing those patients under 50 to patients over 55. And so, strangely enough, because of screening, we're actually seeing a decrease in colon cancers in patients over the age of 55. Conversely, though, we are seeing those increases in the younger patient populations. And again, these are still tiny numbers, which is why most societies, other than the American Cancer Society, haven't changed their screening guidelines yet. But I think there's going to need to be more interest and review, maybe even more studies to determine if these are all things that we should institute for everybody. But theoretically, your insurance company should cover these.
I'm speaking today with Dr. Elizabeth Holt, a gastroenterologist at UK Healthcare, about new colon cancer screening guidelines. So the increased incidence of disease in the younger people, is this a phenomenon of an actual increase in incidence or an increase in detection and diagnosis?
That's a great question. They are documenting that it's an actual increase over previous findings. But you're right. It could just be that we're screening and we're finding these more. But we are noticing that we're seeing colon cancers and rectal cancers, especially in younger and younger patients. I read an article once where they were talking about there was a very well-known gentleman that's been quoted in multiple articles, like in Newsweek and The New Yorker, that said that he's seeing teenagers now with rectal cancers. And that, you know, since this is the fourth leading cancer in the U.S., that, you know, that's very concerning that now we're seeing, we thought this was a very slow-growing cancer, that this is something that we'll see later in ages. That's why we thought it's safe to start screening at 50. But now with kind of this increased incidence or even increased finding of younger ages, they're like, what can we do to prevent, you know, cancers in these patients?
Are there thoughts in the gastroenterology community that this is perhaps another example of environmental factors interacting with genetic factors that we're just not really aware of yet, that perhaps is causing this increased incidence in younger people?
Well, there's lots of different theories. Some of these, because they're rectal cancers, they're hypothesizing it's because of HPV. Mm-hmm. that we're seeing, and now understanding that it is more than just a, you know, a cervical disease or an STD. So that can be related to anal or rectal cancers. They're also saying that, you know, we're becoming, you know, as a country, more obese, more sedentary, that we are probably not eating as healthy as our, you know, compadres in other countries, and that they think that these factors, as well as genetic factors, may be increasing our chances of obtaining cancer.
So some of the things that the average person can be doing are really things we've talked a lot about on this program before, staying relatively fit, staying active, trying to eat a balanced diet, really not super high-tech things that we need to go to immediately, but really just self-care, not smoking,
absolutely,
that sort of thing.
Limiting alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Because I think that combination of tobacco and alcohol is something that causes a lot of the problems in your world.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anything else that we haven't touched upon that you would want our listeners to know about regarding new screening suggestions?
Our societies, including the American College of Surgeons and the American College of Gastroenterology, they still recommend routine screening at 50, with the exception of African Americans, which they say 45. Now, granted, our guidelines say that screening includes either colonoscopy for routine healthy people every 10 years, but there are other options. We recommend FIT testing, which is the fecal immunochemical testing, which tests for human blood in the stool rather than kind of the old-fashioned GWAIAC testing, which was just for any blood, which could detect if you ate a medium-rare steak yesterday.
Sure.
Which is a little more specific. There are also some recommendations for DNA testing, which tests for abnormal DNA that can be related to cancers that is also in your stool that can be also very sensitive, as well as even some kind of older methods like barium enemas or flex sigs in combination with those other tests. But which test you do is kind of a personal choice between you and your physician based on what are your risks, what are your fears, what are you willing to do.
My thanks today to Dr. Elizabeth Holt, gastroenterologist at UK Healthcare, for talking with us and clearing up some confusion about new guidelines for screening for colon cancer. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.